This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there it is, the familiar weekly music heralding the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here. He's the major domo, the big guru, the guy at Talkers Magazine. So he's got the list. Well, he's got two lists, one and two. Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's start with one. We always do it that way, and we are creatures of tradition.
Tradition.
Yes, and now, as part of our tradition, I'm going to read the 10 most talked about stories of the week on talk media shows around the country, and talk shows just like this one. Here we go. Veterans Day and VA issues were at number 10. A lot of people talking about Veterans Day this year.
As well they should.
And finally understanding the difference between a Veterans Day and a Memorial Day.
Yes, yep.
And Memorial Day seems to be the higher profile day, but Veterans Day is very important, and again, it gives a good reason to talk about VA and veterans issues. At number 9, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. A little bit of France worked its way into the stories this past week, and of course there are a lot of hot spots in the world, but U.S.-China relations remains the big one. The terrible tragedy in Houston, number 8, the Astroworld tragedy, and more information breaking on the Rust case. That's the one with Alec Baldwin. At number 7, we have a tie between two major issues every week, race relations and immigration. At number 6, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial kicked off in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Very complicated, highly politically charged legal affair. Climate change is at number 5 as that COP26 conference came to a conclusion this week, leaving a lot of questions unanswered and a lot of heat on the Biden administration. And number 4, Trump and GOP politics. That's now a category unto itself. Number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with the relationship between social media and journalism. It affects almost every story now. And at number 2, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, and the Aaron Rodgers controversy and school board controversy. So the COVID-19 is really a big political issue, more so than a health issue at this point. It's a political issue, although it should be a health issue. And number 1, the health of our economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics, with inflation topping the list of concerns Americans have this week. Inflation is, according to indicators, at a 31-year high at the moment. The People Survey, hip-hopper Travis Scott at number 10, Alec Baldwin at 9, Nancy Pelosi at 8, Kyle Rittenhouse at 7, 6 is Mitch McConnell, 5 is Liz Cheney, 4 is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Donald Trump is at number 3, Kamala Harris is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and that's basically a snapshot of what people have been talking about on talk shows in America this past week.
You can find the list at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. So if you want to, and we always have, as I do these programs with Michael and with the staff from DJV, we put the official story list and people list in there, so you have a reference point, and you can look again online at talkers.com or djvshow.com. So let me go to number 3 with you, Michael. Journalism, social media. One wonders, as I look around the landscape, and one of the things that people like about this program is we talk about inside baseball. And in a sense, we talk a lot about the industry, who's in it, what's going on, the sort of behind-the-scenes things that add up to this being the interesting, important, intelligent way to converse about issues of the day, people of the day. So there is a number of surveys, there are plural, excuse me, that show that the world, our world, is becoming more important, if you will. A lot of people are being driven to the spoken word formats, news, news talk, that sort of thing. They're rising in relevance, and one wonders if it's because of the social media. Is it because of the state of journalism? What do you think? What are you, in your expertise in watching this whole game for decades, what's leading? Because we have, on one hand, people saying this, and on the other hand, say, well, there's too many old people listening to talk radio, and you know, young people are not interested, yada, yada, yada. I just think that's not true. It just shows itself in different ways, doesn't it? Interest in what's going on?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. You did a nice overview of the present state of media. Are you asking me whether or not the rise in social media as a venue for conversation about news, is that feeding into the popularity of news talk radio?
That's a great question. I was glad I asked it that way. Go ahead.
That was... I'm trying to, you know, okay, you know, it. You covered some ground. Well, I think that news talk radio will remain popular and relevant regardless of any other media. Now, no medium operates in a vacuum. So, you know, obviously there's competition, but competition creates more conversation. And it's the convenience. It's the dependability. It's the ubiquitousness. And the diversity, believe it or not, of news talk radio that makes it one of the ongoing most important venues for people dealing with issues. And that's what it is. Too much is made of the dips, you know, because it's so politically charged and people have an axe to grind, and some people blame the messenger as opposed to the message. There are so many people that anytime there's a little dip in the ratings or something goes wrong or whatever, because it's under the spotlight of scrutiny, under the microscope, you know, they go, oh, it's news talk radio is no good, it's dying. But it never is dying. It's always important. And it will continue to be as long as we are in the current media paradigm.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you, let me ask this a different way then. In terms, and I don't mean to make this more confusing, it's just very interesting, maybe because I am fascinated by how our business works. The business about who is delivering the message, is it important that Levin delivers a message, or Dennis Prager delivers a message? Is it more important, you know, remember the days of Limbaugh, and now Hannity and some of the other people, or me, you, whoever it is? Is that what drives, you know, the old days of disc jockeys when music radio was the thing? The people who listened to it didn't listen for the music. They listened because the personalities drove, they attracted people like magnets to the radio. And the music was, you know, it was great, it was fun to talk about the music, but the personalities that were bigger than life. We don't have those people for the most part anymore, at least in music radio. And we have some of them in talk radio. And I just wonder if what it is that brings people in. Is it the personalities of the Limbaughs of the world, or is it what they're talking about?
It's both, just as it was the personalities of the DJs and the music they played. If the personalities back in the golden days of DJ radio didn't play good music or play music that was researched and had some, you know, element of popularity, they wouldn't have done as well. It's a combination of the presenter and that which is presented, and a relationship with those who are being presented to. So I think it's all of the above. I think that I disagree with you that we don't have major, larger-than-life personalities. I think that the radio, I think radio is being kept alive by the personalities that exist in talk radio. Talk radio is where all the stars of radio are. There are very, very few famous disc jockeys at this point. There are some. There's some good ones out there. Yeah. But look at the household names. Look at how you were just throwing out the names of different people who are household names, even in households that don't listen. The names are big. I mean, everybody in America heard of Rush Limbaugh. Not everybody listened. Everybody's heard of Howard Stern. They don't necessarily listen. As a matter of fact, we all have opinions in this country about a lot of things that we haven't experienced firsthand. That's a common process. But no, I just think that talk radio, and I think radio in general, is a powerful, iconic medium. It's 100 years old. It's going to continue to exist. It'll change a little bit, obviously, as it always has.
Yeah.
But
I think it's for real and going forward. And I think it's always a combination of the presenter and the content and the stage and the whole thing. You know, it's complicated.
It is complicated. We'll solve all of these irrational complications as we go through the program. 16 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so there is something that's off the charts that just deserves a moment or two. I think maybe it'll be on the charts for next week, and that's the impact of Adele. This is one of those modern things. CBS television is giving their entire Sunday night broadcast time over to the Oprah interview with Adele and her concert. That's unprecedented. When's the last? The Beatles. I'm trying to think of when the last time there was someone from the music world that captured that much attention. Can you remember other than the Beatles, maybe the Stones, I suppose?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether you can even compare CBS's tribute to Adele and Oprah Winfrey and all that to the same impact or capturing the public attention as the Beatles or Elvis. That's an interesting question.
Well,
I don't know if
people,
anything in music has that impact anymore.
Well, that's it. See, Taylor Swift and that ilk, will they be remembered like Frank Sinatra is?
No, they won't. They
today.
Can't be.
No.
Oh, thank you.
They don't exist. No. It's just a figment of people's imagination. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. We had some moments here talking about social media, journalism, and how it plays into the popularity of this format, the spoken word format. But there also was some info that came out this week as to what people, and I don't know whether this is confusing or this is a good ancillary way of looking at our format, Michael, but the focus on politics and hard news apparently moving to the back burner in the national conversation with sports. Right now it's the NFL, but, you know, the baseball season and all of the various sports elements and Aaron Rodgers and the focus on him. But this seems to be generating more interest, according to the data that I saw in a story in USA Today this week. The top stories in sports are the ones that seem to rocket to the top of social media discussions and the sports stations are more with hundreds of sports radio stations now, right? Sports talk.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what you're saying. There is always going to be a lot of conversation about sports. There's always going to be a lot of conversation about celebrity gossip, about movies, about music. Politics is more than just news talk radio, which tends to be conservative. You have public radio, which tends to be moderate to liberal. You have urban radio that deals with the African-American community specifically. I mean, there's a whole variety of things out there, and each has its own lane in a fractionalized culture. But the same people that will talk about sports and follow sports talk radio will also be very, very politically charged about what's going on in the news. And they listen to different stations for that.
This article cites something from the Sports Business Journal, looking at the top 10 topics last year at this time versus the top 10 topics this month. Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories on talk radio related to the political conversation, Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism, all that stuff. But this survey suggests that the top 10 topics for conversation on the air and in podcasts were about teams, Houston,
Las Vegas, San Francisco.
That means nothing to me. That sounds to me like just a bunch of distorted facts that have no connection to each other. People are talking about Houston and not talking about Trump. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's more emphasis.
That's what it sounds like.
According to this, there's more emphasis on sports talk radio than there is news talk radio.
Emphasis where?
More emphasis on the number of people listening and the number of people paying attention to these focused topics.
I take those things with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
Because there have always been people listening to sports talk radio and these topics. In other words, I'm not quite sure. Was the purpose of that article saying that sports talk radio is now bigger than news talk radio?
No, it was that more people are paying attention to the issues that are being, the things that are showing up in social media. 18 of the top stories last year were about politics. 18 of the top stories this year are about sports-related entities, people, personalities, results.
As somebody who's been tracking public opinion for decades, all I could say is it depends on what you're looking for and where you're looking for it, and that type of research could be,
maybe we can go back to who pays for it.
There's that as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Well, we all know that when it comes to the drugs and stuff and what the results are of various tests or surveys, research, it's all who pays for it. It's skewed, and it comes back the way that people who are paying for it wanted to come back, so they look good. That's, I guess there's no secret to that. All right, well, thank you for putting that in perspective. It's 28 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With windshield wipers that can handle anything, Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional investigators were denied Thursday to President Trump's White House records by a federal appeals court. The judges, appointed by Presidents Biden and Obama, have now set a November 30th date to hear arguments. Now the mostly partisan January 6th congressional investigators are lashing out at former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, demanding he appear for a deposition on Friday. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will offer closing arguments on Monday. After that, it will be in the hands of the jury. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted to impeach President Trump in his second failed impeachment trial, announced Friday she will run for re-election in her home state of Alaska. A court in military-ruled Myanmar on Friday sentenced detained U.S. journalist Danny Fenster to 11 years in prison after finding him guilty on several charges, including incitement for spreading false or inflammatory information. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When one NBA basketball star criticized China for its human rights abuses, the Asian country blocked all NBA games in that country that featured the basketball player.
Boston Celtics star Inez Kantor says he felt encouraged to speak out against China after the NBA supported players in fighting other injustices and human rights. Kantor, using his social media platforms to call out and bring awareness to China's treatment of the Uyghur community, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. His comments and posts have caused a backlash in China, with the Celtics games being pulled by Chinese video streaming sites and the government criticizing the 29-year-old's comments. Kantor also calling out other athletes and celebrities on CNN.
There are so many athletes, so many actors, so many singers, so many people who has a platform are speaking out many of the issues out there in the world. But when it comes to China, when it comes to, you know, China's Communist Party, they're scared because they care too much about money, they care too much about business, and they care too much about endorsement deals. You know, to me, the human rights and, you know, saving people's lives, it comes first. So that's why I wanted to do this project.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens on Thursday Night Football 22-10. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Settling up, moving up into the world of News Talk Radio, settling the questions, what were the big stories this week, and who is everybody talking about? That's what the fun is here in going through every week with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, what it is that the people have gravitated to conversationally. And I always like, you know, what I do, I sort of play a game every week. I look to see what is still strong, and then I more often than not want to talk about the things that aren't in, they haven't been there. You know, there's something new every week. Certainly Veterans Day plays in this week. The Astroworld situation. I think sometimes, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I guess probably I am wrong, that people want something new and fresh. We were just talking about this off the air about how, you know, we're both of us have been music radio veterans, and when we used to play the hits, it was the, you know, it was the same stuff over and over and over again. How do you make it sound fresh? And to a point, that's part of what goes on in some of the music today with the 80s stations and same songs over and over. But when it comes to talk, there's always a nuance. You can't change the lyric line of a song, but you can change the focus of the discussion of like COVID. Look at how many different places that thing has gone in the year and a half. It's like
that's what I love about talk radio. That's why I in my own career, I gravitated toward talk and moved away from music because talk is black belt talk radio, is black belt radio, and music radio is kind of vanilla. There's no comparison. They're two different things. Talk is wonderful in as much as it always will be fresh, especially if it reflects the news. The news is a little bit of what's happening. It's a little bit of what happened, and it's a little bit about what's going to happen, and that keeps moving forward, on the arrow of time. That's the charts change every week to a small degree. The issues change a little bit, and you follow it. Just depends on how closely involved you are. You do realize there are people who sit all day long in front of the cable television news and watch it from morning till night, yelling at the screen.
Yeah. That is amazing. How many people have it? It used to be you had it on as background, kind of like talk radio, music radio, but then people have the time, apparently, and the interest to...
That's one of the reasons why they complain, whoever they are, advertising agencies or whatever, or critics of talk radio, that the audience for news talk, both on television and radio, is old. Well, retired people have more time to make it their life passion, especially with pandemic and people are afraid to go out. When people are a little older, they don't have the energy to go running around and take up sports, play tennis, go bowling, golf. They sit and they watch TV, and they get all emotional about it. Same thing happens with sports. There are people that all day long, they follow sports. And now with gambling, perhaps the explosion of gambling, I was thinking back to what you were talking about earlier about sports talk radio and how popular it is and how popular sports is as a social media topic. One of the reasons for that is now people have skin in the game. People are betting like crazy on everything in sports.
Yeah.
I worry for the, I'm afraid it'll create corruption in sports, which already exists to a degree.
Well, I remember Pete Rose and all of that.
Yeah, But that was the days when this thing called sportsmanship was considered to be important. Now, the idea of sportsmanship is going out the window, replaced by hubris and, bragging and all kinds of non-sportsman taunting. We're going through a cultural change, no doubt, and it ties into the media. But back to what we're saying, I don't think it's that hard to keep the topics and the angles on news, whether you talk about it, present it, whether you present views, whatever, news is real, and it's ever-changing, and it's pertinent to people's lives. I mean, come on, number one topic, inflation, supply channel, labor, economic politics. What's more important than that in terms of a mass public than the fact that the cost of our food, the cost of our housing, the cost of our fuel is going up every week, and people are sitting there and saying, how the hell am I going to meet my obligations, and when is this going to stop? And what do I do with the money I have in the bank that's getting no interest? Should I invest it in something? But then I could lose it. Oh, my God, what do I do? That Look becomes a lot more important than whether Adele is going to be on CBS with Oprah.
That's a distraction for people who don't want to be digging around in some of this other stuff. The IPO this week for that electric truck company, Rivlin, came out of the blue. It came from nowhere.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people are creating wealth for somebody in a small group of people who have been clever enough to create something that's captured the public's attention.
Right. And how about all the mystery surrounding cryptocurrency, where people, are led to believe
that it's,
and that then crypto is some... do I understand? I don't even understand gold or the greenback. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I don't talk myself into thinking I understand any of this. I mean, anybody who thinks they understand it has sucker written all over their forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, if people really understood this, the economy would be a very smooth and happy place.
Remember when Apple came on the scene and Amazon, and people were saying the same thing. Why would you invest in that? Those companies lose money. I remember Rush Limbaugh telling me something once, maybe it was Ed McLaughlin, maybe two inside. But he invested early on. It was either in Apple or Amazon. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was both. But I know he said that he'd put a lot of money into, I think it was Amazon at the beginning, and he became the largest individual stockholder in one of those companies, and that attributed greatly to his amassed wealth, as he was smart enough, or somebody was smart enough to get him to put money into that sort of thing. Once in a while, you hit it. It's like the lottery, in a sense, isn't it? I mean,
once in a while, you hit it, but the odds are always against you. The odds always favor the house. And if the house is the Wall Street insiders or the house is, you know, the casino, the house always wins in the end. Gambling is, the whole nature of gambling is you're playing the odds, you're going on intuition, you're going on a little bit of research, and a lot of luck. And sometimes it breaks your way, and sometimes it doesn't. I'm actually concerned about the impact on young people that this opening up of betting in sports, that you can bet while you're watching the game, right from the convenience of your smartphone.
Is there an age thing on it? I don't know.
I'm not sure of all those
details. You have to be 18 to bet?
I've never bet.
And how have you? I haven't either. I bought a lot of
I don't. I don't do that. I would never bet on it. I wouldn't feed into that stuff. Now, I'm not against it officially because I'm for freedom. But personally, I think it stinks.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Pete Rose, who, you know, I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years on the air, did afternoons at WCKY. And Pete Rose followed me on the air with a newly created talk show that was created for him. I mean, in Cincinnati, there was nobody that captured the attention of the public like Pete Rose. So he would come into the studio before he'd go on the air at 6 o'clock and put his legs up on the console and share his philosophies with
me. I'm picturing this. It's a theater of the mind. I'm picturing
it. Yeah. I mean, this guy was, it was really amazing, frankly, to have that experience. I mean, I thank my lucky stars. I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of very interesting people.
Yes. And one of the blessings of being in this business all these years. Absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose so. And the inside baseball story is, I had the job in Cincinnati because I had been hired to go to, not WJR, I forget the other talk station, WXYT, in Detroit. I'd been hired to go there. And I was told the Friday before I was supposed to start that I wasn't going to get the job, or the job had been rescinded, job offer, because remember the great pitcher for Detroit that went to jail, Don, what was his name? I'm blanking on his name.
I don't recall.
Is it Danny, Donnie? I don't know. But this guy's a famous pitcher. And he'd gone to jail, and he got out of jail, and he called the owner of the radio station and said, "Hey, how'd you like to have me on your radio station?"
Oh, gosh, he took the job from you?
He took the job from me.
How many times have people in this business lost jobs to convicted felons?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sort of a plus, folks.
If you serve time in jail, or even if you're still in jail and you have a good cell phone, hey, that's a double entendre. You get a job in radio.
Look at
how many people who've been in and out of prison have had successful careers in radio.
Cianci. Remember Bunny Cianci in Providence?
Cianci was...
Oh, my God. Not once, but twice. He got on the station three
about,
times.
Folks, we're talking about the he's now deceased, a very colorful mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, who was in and out of jail and in and on the radio. But I'm like, I don't want to name names of colleagues, but I have a list of names of people that were in jail and on radio.
Pretty amazing stuff. Sure. All right, pretty much, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's something to focus on as you go into the holiday season. How many of you have gained weight since Halloween even because you went into your child's candy bucket and started eating the Three Musketeers and other things that were in there? And there come the pounds. And that's only the beginning because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. You start putting on the pounds with that. And then go into Christmas, the parties, New Year's, whoopee. So don't you want to put yourself on the offensive instead of the defensive? Start now to control your weight. If you like where it is, keep it there using Kellitrin. How does it work? Well, you just take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it do the work. It's the only all-natural product that is guaranteed to help you lose weight and, better yet, to keep it off. All kinds of success stories. They got an 86% success rate in fact, of people going on the program and losing weight and keeping it off. So go to toploss.com, their website, understand the science of the product, shop for things that you can use to support your weight loss, your desires to look good and feel good. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for BOGO deals on purchase and no shipping charges. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You have a discussion this week on the Michael Harrison interview with one of the really good guys from the News Talk Radio biz, yes?
Absolutely. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Radio and Fox News Channel, mhinterview.com, insights into Brian Kilmeade.
Yep. Good guy. Thank you, Michael. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't know what this is from, but I'll tell you, I like it. I love this. I'd listen to this whole thing, whatever it is. Crank it up, Phil, will you? What a great tune. All right, Chucker. Let's eliminate the mystery here. What do we have playing in the background?
It's pretty well known. It's from the movie La La Land with Ryan Gosling, who turned 41 years old today. Good music in that movie. Won the Oscar for Best Picture, and then oh no, it didn't win the Oscar for Best Picture. That was that movie will live in infamy with the switch up. Moonlight wound up winning the Oscar for Best Picture with the Warren Beatty Faye Dunaway fiasco. Probably the most notorious incident ever. At the Academy Awards. I still feel bad for Warren Beatty. Boy, oh boy.
Refresh our memory on that one, because a lot of people won't have remembered.
Yeah, I mean, at the Oscars, they had Warren Beatty. This was a few years ago. La La Land and Moonlight were two of the movies nominated for Best Picture.
The wrong one.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway went on stage, gave it, and she read the wrong name. She said La La Land. They went up and accepted it, and then like 2 minutes later they said, oh, it was a mistake. It was immensely embarrassing for the industry, but I guess there's worse things in life. Although,
remember
maybe
when
not
Steve
Hollywood,
Harvey did that
good.
With a Miss Universe? Steve Harvey did the same thing.
Yeah.
Miss Universe.
Yeah.
It was what do? People make mistakes. There's no such thing as perfection. Why do we expect it to be perfect? It shouldn't be perfect. Unless, you know, you can edit it on the...
Having said that, some imperfection is worse than others, and that was pretty bad. I mean, it was just a bad night for the industry. Anyway, Ryan Gosling, who I first saw in the movie Notebook, which is extremely popular generationally. He's had a pretty good career, as well sought after, gets big paychecks. He has 49 acting credits. He will star in the movie Bobby, a big screen version of Bobby with Margot Robbie, obviously for a big paycheck. I guess they're going to put some sort of social spin on that. I doubt he would attach himself to that material if they didn't try to do something interesting with it. Seems like a waste of money to me, but so be it.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody's got different tastes, Chucker. That's what makes the world go round.
Listen, if it was up to me, I'd be watching the Poseidon Adventure 24 hours a day, but what are you going to do?
Perfect. All right, so there's the French Dispatch. That's out. I'm looking at some of the new movies that are coming out this week. What is that about?
Well, that's been out now, limited for the last few weeks. It's a Wes Anderson movie. He's a quirky, sort of art house director. He directed a movie called Moonrise Kingdom and a handful of other films that, you know, a lot of adult-oriented, sophisticated moviegoers seem to dig. I'm not a big fan. I don't really.
What is it about, though? What is it? What's the?
I can't even tell you. I can't. It's just watch the trailer. It's extremely quirky. And Bill Murray pops up in almost all his movies now. And he's gone.
That says it all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So opening
this weekend is Clifford the Big Red Dog, live action version, a movie that's getting good buzz. I think it opened on Wednesday. Actually, did like $3.5 million in business. It's expected to do pretty well this weekend. It's also on a streaming network, Paramount, I believe, hedged their bet, got a little nervous just releasing it just theatrically and went the streaming route. So Day to Day. Now, the Tom Hanks movie is a new movie called Finch, which is a post-apocalyptic movie where it features Tom Hanks, a dog, and a robot. It's gotten really good reviews. It's on Apple TV exclusively, and according to Apple TV, said it was their biggest viewership for a movie in their history, although they won't release how many eyeballs actually watched it, which is one of the frustrating things with streamers, because we're never really going to know how many people ultimately will watch this stuff, because it's not a simplistic model that is generally released like the theatrical one. You know how much money a movie does each weekend? Divide that by two. Theater gets half, studio gets half. So you sort of have an understanding of the business. Not with streaming.
The movie Spencer, I want to see. I'm trying to figure out what this C.S. Lewis, the movie about C.S. Mm-hmm. Lewis. Have you seen anything or heard anything about that?
Not.
It's kind of short.
I have not. I know the movie Spencer's with Kirsten Stewart as Princess Diana is somewhat underperformed at the box office, but she's got great notices and reviews, and I'm assuming she's got a strong shot for an Oscar nomination.
All right. So then there's this movie. It's spelled Annaatthe.
Can you spell it again? I'm just kidding. Hi.
And what the heck is that? It looks like there's a lot of weird stuff around now, man.
There is.
There really is.
Anyway, next Friday, Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's going to be a big mainstream one, Doug. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. I know you are. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.